turned right and broke into a splashy run, and within minutes he was turning into the doorway of the Three Broomsticks. He knew he was too early to meet Hermione, but he thought it likely there would be someone in here with whom he could spend the intervening time. He shook his wet hair out of his eyes and looked around. Hagrid was sitting alone in a corner, looking morose. "Hi, Hagrid," he said, when he had squeezed through the crammed tables and pulled up a chair beside him. Hagrid jumped and looked down at Harry as though he barely recognized him. Harry saw that he had two fresh cuts on his face and several new bruises.
"Oh, it's you, Harry," said Hagrid. "You all right?"
"Yeah, I'm fine," lied Harry. In fact, next to this battered and mournful-looking Hagrid, he felt he did not have much to complain about. Are you okay?"
"Me?"
said Hagrid.
"Oh, yeah, I'm grand, Harry. Grand."
He gazed into the depths of his pewter tankard, which was the size of a large bucket, and sighed. Harry did not know what to say to him. They sat side by side in silence for a moment. Then Hagrid said abruptly,
"In the same boat, you and me, aren't we, Harry?"
Said Harry.
"Yeah, I've said it before. Both outsiders, like,"
said Hagrid, nodding wisely.
"And both orphans. Yeah, both orphans."
He took a great swig from his tankard.
"Makes a difference, having a decent family," he said. "Me dad was decent, and your mum and dad were decent. If they'd lived, life would have been different, eh?"
"Yeah, I suppose," said Harry cautiously. Hagrid seemed to be in a very strange mood.
"Family," said Hagrid gloomily. "Whatever you say, blood's important."
And he wiped a trickle of it out of his eye. "Hagrid," said Harry, unable to stop himself, "where are you getting all these injuries?"
"Eh?"
said Hagrid, looking startled.
"What injuries?"
"All those," said Harry, pointing at Hagrid's face.
"Oh, that's just normal bumps and bruises, Harry," said Hagrid dismissively. "I got a rough job."
He drained his tankard, set it back upon the table, and got to his feet.
"I'll be seeing you, Harry. Take care now."
And he lumbered out of the pub looking wretched, and then disappeared into the torrential rain. Harry watched him go, feeling miserable. Hagrid was unhappy and he was hiding something, but he seemed determined not to accept help. What was going on? But before Harry could think about the matter any further, he heard a voice calling his name.
"Harry! Harry, over here!"
Hermione was waving at him from the other side of the room. He got up and made his way toward her through the crowded pub. He was still a few tables away when he realized that Hermione was not alone. She was sitting at a table with the unlikeliest pair of drinking mates he could ever have imagined. Luna Lovegood, and none other than Rita Skeeter, ex-journalist on the Daily Prophet and one of Hermione's least favourite people in the world.